listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Would be falling. Listen. listen to reason. Season is coming. Stand in the place where you live. Now face the world. Think about direction. Wonder why you have it now. Stand in the place where you were. Now face the world. Think about the place where you live. Wonder why you have it. Trees would be falling. Listen to reason. Reason is calling. Your feet are going to be on the ground. Your head is there to move you around. So stand. Now face the world. Think about direction. Wonder why you have it now. Stand. Now face the world. Think about the place where you live, wonder why you haven't. Stand in the place where you live. Now face the world. Think about direction, wonder why you haven't. Now stand in the place where you were. Now face the world. Think about the place where you live, wonder why you haven't. Stand in the place where you are. Stand in the place where you are.
Trail Mix 103.1.
We'll be right back. trade my soul for a wish. Pennies and dimes for a kiss. I wasn't looking for this, but now you're in my way. Your stare was holding, ripped jeans, skin was showing. Hot night wind was blowing. Where you think you're going, baby? Hey, I just met you.
Mix 103.1.
The Brewers lose to the Cubs.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 10-3 loss to the Cubs. A rough day on the mound for Brewers pitchers. A bright spot was the Brewers' William Contreras. He hit his first home run in 6 weeks and then hit another. Pat Murphy.
William can hit, and when you have high expectations and you've been as good as he's been and you're trying to build your career and all the things that come with it, sometimes you go through stretches of not hitting as many homers. Obviously a great sign when he hits one to left field and then one to right field.
And NFL Packers back on the practice field for training camp. On Saturday, it'll be inside Lambeau Field for family night. Nearly sold out. What's that experience like for the rookies?
For the rookies, they get to experience that for the first time. You know, running out in the Lambeau, feeling the crowd and the environment for the first time. That, you know, you don't want to give them that warning. You want them to experience that. But it's special. You know, it's a fun night to be able to go out there, have a practice in the stadium. Pretty cool deal. You know, I don't know how many other teams do stuff like that, so it's fun.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Civic Media News, I'm Joel Karnick, and we're brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned, built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, the DNR, has concluded efforts to trap the black bear involved in a recent attack in Barron County. The sow and the cub involved have not been observed since the attack. The DNR, in partnership with Barron County Sheriff's Office and the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the Wildlife Services, maintained and monitored a series of 5 traps and game cameras on the property since the attack occurred in the afternoon of July 12th of 2025. The victim, 69-year-old Karen Fry, was attacked while in the backyard of her rural residence near the town of Comstock. Fry was transported to a nearby hospital for treatment. She is recovering in stable condition and doing well. After weeks of round-the-clock surveillance on that property and no additional signs of the sow that was involved, the current options are exhausted. That's according to Randy Johnson, the DNR large carnivore specialist. He went on to say that they have trapped and released two boar, male black bears, two yearling bears, and two sows determined to be unrelated to the incident. And they also collected a dead sow found alongside a roadway about 1.6 miles from the site of the attack. Initial necropsy results are consistent with that of an injury from a vehicle collision, and there is no evidence of it being the same bear that was linked to the attack. Although trapping efforts have ceased, the DNR will continue to monitor the area. Faith leaders in Wisconsin discussed political violence and Christian nationalism at a conference recently. Lisa Hale reports.
Polarization, threats of political violence, Christian nationalism, and the role that faith communities play in democracy were topics of conversation as faith leaders throughout Wisconsin gathered for a panel discussion recently in Oshkosh. Reverend Nee Addo Abraham, the director of campus ministry and associate pastor of Press House at UW-Madison, said anti-Semitism on campus, school shootings at other colleges, and other political violence are hampering the spiritual development of students.
The college students that I work with don't know a world without political violence sort of happening all the time. And not just the violent acts themselves, which we've seen an increase in, but like the legitimization of them through like our politicians speaking in ways that kind of encourage that rhetoric.
Dr. Gerald Mast, professor of communication at Bluffton University and member of the Mennonite Church, fears that the Christian nationalism movement threatens the democracy of our nation.
And it seems to me that in our society specifically, the greatest challenge is coming from Christian nationalism, the linkage between Christian churches and national identity. And then a racial component showing up in much of that, something that we could call white Christian nationalism. And it does seem to me that those of us in Christian churches need to push back against that linkage. In our context, at least, it seems to me that is one of the greatest threats to democracy.
The conference was hosted and organized by the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh Whitburn Center and the Wisconsin Alliance for Civic Trust. Those organizations work to promote trust in the political system, support for fair, safe, and secure elections, and peaceful engagement.
You can find more news at civicmedia.us. Are you looking for a fulfilling way to spend your time and enjoy helping others? Park Manor may have the perfect job opportunity for you. Park Manor is a 100% employee-owned rehabilitation and nursing care facility located in Park Falls in the heart of the Northwoods. Their mission is to provide excellent quality care in an atmosphere of compassion, hospitality, and respect for the dignity of each person. Come explore open positions, which include RN, LPN, certified nurse aides, and positions within the support service department, offering competitive wages, a great benefits package, and incentive opportunities. To apply, visit parkmanorwi.com. That's parkmanorwi.com. Or reach out to Human Resources at 715-744-1034. 715-744-1034. Park Manor, always caring, always here.
We are with Pete from Wheelway. Pete, let's talk a little bit about getting that vehicle serviced here for the summer. Your service department has all the certified technicians to make that happen, right?
Absolutely. It doesn't matter if you're looking for your AC is out of your vehicle, tires, brakes, many, many discounts you can take advantage of this month in July. Make sure you check your Northwood Shopper and take advantage of all those savings in the Northwood Shopper coupons.
All right, and they can always go online or give you guys a call to schedule that next service appointment, whether it's a week or two out for that oil change or whatever. They can do it either way, right?
Absolutely. We're the home of the $39.85 oil change. Make sure you give us a call before we get filled up, 762-2467. And we're going to 762-2467. Make sure you check your Northwood Shopper every single week. Many discounts, hundreds of dollars of savings you can take advantage of today.
All right, your next vehicle and all the service you need at Wheelway, Byfield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Check it all out at wheelwayautos.com.
You need parts? O'Reilly has parts. Get one free set of brake pads when you buy two brake rotors. Upgrade to Brake Best Select pads for just $10. Or upgrade to Brake Best Select Pro or Import Direct pads for just $20. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hazy sunshine today with thick wildfire smoke prompting an air quality alert. Highs today will hit the mid-70s, and we slide to the low 50s overnight. Unfortunately, tomorrow it does look like the wildfire smoke lingers. It'll still be comfortable, though, with highs in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 68.
Home in the valley, home in the sun.
5 Bears Agree. For music, news, and information, it's Trail Mix 103.1.
Mix 103.1, Jim Blossom's Flamborama Weekend 2025. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful weekend weather-wise. Go to trailmix.fm under Community Events to see a complete listing of Flamborama events. trailmix.fm, and go to the community calendar and you'll see it all right there. Here's General Public, Trail Mix 103.1.
Like a nation can turn into a sentence. I held your hand.
Mix 103.1.
Anymore. friends a lot for this. I miss my mom and dad for this. No. When I see stars, when I see stars, that's all they are. When I hear songs, they sound. And the comments she called off. And then I look into my nephew's eyes. Man, you wouldn't believe the most amazing things that can come from some terrible life.
Bigfoot listening on his blur tooth hair pods. This is Trail Mix 103.1. Trail Mix 103.1.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Baby bald eagles near the Great Lakes are testing positive for PFAS and other toxic chemicals. Researchers found that eagles living near the Great Lakes had six times more toxic chemicals in their bloodstreams than inland populations. Other chemicals found in the baby eagles' bloodstreams were DDT and PCBs, which were banned decades ago. A small Wisconsin school district just got some big clean energy bragging rights. The Elva Strum School District in Trempealeau County unveiled 184 ground mount solar panels that will deliver about 20% of the district's energy needs and will be a living classroom for students to learn about solar energy and energy data. The installation cost $150,000 and will pay for itself through energy bill savings in about 8 years. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hazy sunshine today with thick wildfire smoke prompting an air quality alert. Highs today will hit the mid-70s, and we slide to the low 50s overnight. Unfortunately, tomorrow it does look like the wildfire smoke lingers. It'll still be comfortable, though, with highs in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Colors were like like my dream. Red, gold, and green. Red, gold, and green. Come, 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 chameleon. You come and go. You come and go. Love it would be easy if your colors were like my dream. Red, gold, and green. Red, gold, and green. Come, 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 sage.